There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here. Live local talk over the hour. Love to talk to you on the text line, phone line at 343-0106. And we'll see what happens in tomorrow's Mobile City Council meeting. Tim Bennett will be watching that on the baseball side of things, right? It'd be nice to get back in some rancorous debate, at least this time just about baseball and not other things in our city. It is interesting to me to hear somebody who's not from here, okay? Somebody who is not a homer come in and express interest in the things that are vital to the history of baseball in Mobile, and really vital to really the bigger story of baseball in its entirety. So it is good to hear somebody who's not from here excited about the things that, you know, the things that make Mobile special, make the Hank special, make so many people excited about what's happening with the possibility of baseball returning to the Hank. Because remember, here's the thing that worries a lot of us, okay? What worries a lot of us is that contract, and the language, like any contract written for the benefit of the attorneys, you can see it a couple different ways, but one part of that contract reading through between the city and the McGowan development over there is, I think it's a two-year, I don't have the contract in front of me, but I think I remember correctly, if Hank Aaron Stadium stays unoccupied by a minor league baseball, without a minor league or equal baseball team in it, that it can revert, the property underneath the Hank reverts to the bigger shopping center, the McGowan Shopping Center. Then what happens? Well, then you have the city owns the structure, but they don't own the land underneath, and then it could be condemned, or you have to move it, or so. I mean, it really would be horrible on so many fronts. So if there's somebody who comes in here with a business mind, obviously Tim's a baseball fan, and I'm sure all the other companies that are suitors are baseball fans, but they come in with a business mind and can make a case for business reasons why their plan will work, I think we should sit up and take notice and pay attention. So we'll talk more about this going forward. All right, let's say hello. Y'all all say hello to our buddy Garrett Williamson, Personal Edge Fitness, and the Personal Edge Fitness show tomorrow night. But we're doing it today as well, talking about what's coming up tomorrow night. Hey.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. I sure appreciate it. Let's see.
I got you on the right one. Did I turn your headphones down too much or too? I have to adjust every time somebody comes in. I'm having to adjust the headphones for them, so I don't know. I've got a whole bank of knobs over here. And sometimes I turn the headphones on up, and people grab them at like they're like scalding irons and throw them off their head because I'm and then some people can't hear. So I don't know if you're having trouble hearing through the headphones or not. But
no, I'm hearing you just fine. Okay. Charlie and I do a little bit of that too, the thumbs up, thumb down, you know, this kind of stuff.
All right, because, well, that's good. A thumbs up and thumbs down works better than when somebody grabs their headphones and slings them off.
I got you.
Let's talk about... number one, the show in general, and then specifically tomorrow night. If somebody has not tuned in before, explain what happens on the radio show.
Sure. Well, actually, we started this whole show basically because it's dispelling myths of health, fitness, and nutrition.
He walks up. What Garrett does is he walks up all the things we've been told about health and fitness, and he smacks them in the mouth.
Exactly. Basically turns them all upside down.
Yes.
And makes a lot of our media fans, media friends, very upset because they're making a lot of money just putting all these myths out and what have you. And I come along with this thing that's annoying a lot of people, especially a lot of people in Washington. That's called the truth. And that rubs a lot of people the wrong way. So that's what the show's about. We've been doing a lot about that, and we've talked about several myths. And one of my favorites, of course, is the lie of aging. I did a 5-part series on that and had a really good response about it, about this ridiculous idea that we are deteriorating strictly because time passes on a calendar, which is a lie. But tomorrow night, I'm starting another one of those. And this is a little different because we're going to be doing something different starting tomorrow night. And we've had a lot of people ask us about actually being able to call into the show while mm-hmm. we're on the air. So starting tomorrow night, we're actually going live with the show. We're actually going to be live on the radio. We're going to be live on Facebook. And you'll be able to call here at the station and ask questions, especially on this particular topic. That's, yeah. I think it's time sensitive, too.
Okay.
With Thanksgiving coming up, and I don't know if you know this or not, Sean, but the years ago, the most popular New Year's resolution was getting organized, and then number two was actually losing weight.
Okay.
Well, that has gotten, I guess it's because of our obesity epidemic kind of running rampant. But now, according to Inc. magazine, the top three New Year's resolutions are all health related.
Okay.
They're getting stronger, losing weight, and just getting healthy overall. That's the top three resolutions.
Because it doesn't matter if you're organized if you're not around to enjoy the organization.
That's basically it. You know, if you don't take care of your body, where else are you going to live? You
right.
know. So
that's
and
right.
and I love one of my favorite comments about it is, you know, ignore your health; it'll go away.
True. Well said. Well said.
Exactly. So, but this topic that we're talking about is, I think it's, we actually were going to start it a week later. And we thought, no, this is much better to start it before Thanksgiving.
See, this is what I was saying at the beginning of the show, that you're going to come in here and once again upend the cart. Usually this would be the show that you'd say, okay, everybody's feeling bad about what they did and
right.
feeling guilty about what
exactly.
they did on Thanksgiving or the day after.
Yeah.
But you're telling
yeah.
us beforehand.
It Thanksgiving is a great time. It's my favorite holiday, actually. But there's a lot of what I call health hating that goes on around
health hating.
The reason I say it's health hating, and it goes to the topic we're discussing, and that is, if I see you eat the right food, man, I can throw all kinds of guilt and shame and hate towards you and what have you, and it's strictly because of the food that's in front of you. It's because you're eating what we deem to be bad food. Now,
you've said this before, okay? Because you said there's no bad food, right? I mean,
bingo. And so, I've told you that before. Actually, several months ago, you had me on the show
mm-hmm.
before we started the Personal Edge Fitness Show. And that's one of the myths I put out there, was the lie of food, is what I call it. The lie, the simple idea that there is such thing as good food and bad food. That's an absolute lie. Now, I told you about that several months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, starting tomorrow night, I'm going to start a 4-part series showing you where we started this hating food 67 years ago. And how it is not only a lie. And I want to be real clear about that. I use that word for a reason. I'm not beating around the bush. It's a lie. And if somebody's telling you that, they're lying to you. Now, that's pretty strong, I know. But this lie, the reason I'm talking about it, is because it's caused more health problems than it's ever prevented. And it's been going on for 67 years. About time for it to stop. So this 4-part series is going to cover all that.
Yeah, you talk about hating food, and you know, for me, I've, unfortunately, friends with most food, friends with most of them, overindulgent, the best friend they ever had.
Right,
and I think that's one people's issue. And I think I've talked about this some in the past, that when people try to stay off, they go, "Oh, I'm going to have the diet so and so, or the
right.
this and that so and so." They end up consuming so much more of this than it's more than the first thing.
Exactly.
But when you say there's no bad foods, I mean, somebody's going to say fried foods and butter pecan ice cream, or extra mashed potatoes with
you need
butter
some help, I can give it to you,
yeah,
man. I mean, we've got Twinkies, we've got Ho-Hos, we've got my mom's corner of her kitchen always has all these sweets and what have you.
You're telling me something like it is not a bad food? How is that possible? How is that not a bad food?
Easy, very easy. You can't name a single food that inherently is bad, as in everybody that eats A, X, Y, Z. Let's call it a Twinkie. That happens to be one that people throw out to me mm-hmm. a lot. You know, well, what about a Twinkie?
It's like the only one I don't like. Other. That's the only one I hate. But yes, go ahead. So.
Well, we can pick one of yours and pick on that if you like to. But okay. Then everybody that eats blank food, Twinkie, Ho-Ho, mm-hmm. ice cream, everybody that eats that gets this health problem. Everybody that eats a Twinkie gets diabetes. That's not true.
Right.
Everybody that eats fried chicken ends up with high blood pressure. It's not true. And what I'm getting at is...
Now you're hitting home there.
Exactly. I know where I live.
Oh, man, messing with my fried chicken.
Exactly. Well, and that's the problem. And the funny thing is that this started 6-7 years ago, and I'm going to talk about the history of this tomorrow night, and we get kind of in depth about this because nothing starts without a celebrity. This all started with a celebrity, and we decided the answer to all our health problems, as far as nutrition was concerned, was the type of food. It's no different than if you and I were trying to figure out, why is this car faster than the other? And you looked at me and said, Garrett, you know that one, the last three that came by that were faster were all red. Well, evidently, the color of car is what we need. And no, it's the red color. And then 10 years later, no, it's the blue color. And we never thought about checking the engine.
Right,
and
we never
thought, you know, that's exactly what has happened with a lot of food. And so you were asking, why is there no such thing as bad food? Because no food in and of itself is inherently bad. And if you can't answer that question I said a minute ago about this food causes this in every person, then it's not the food. There's probably another problem. And there is. And there's a way we can solve it, too.
All right, we'll talk more about this and to talk about what to expect on tomorrow night's show as he's laying out another intriguing premise for tomorrow night's Personal Edge Fitness Show. Our guest, Garrett Williamson. And can you take a call? Or you take a question?
I'd be glad to. Okay. More than glad to. Be great.
So we'll take your questions or calls. If I know there's a lot of people that are cheering because it's like now my ho-hos and Twinkies have been vindicated from this battle against them. Y'all can call up and cheer as well. We'll be right back. More Midday Mobile right here at FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
122 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Monday, shortened week, as we have the World Series, to stick with earlier theme of eating, going on Thursday with Thanksgiving. And that's when I bring the pros in. Garrett Williamson, Personal Edge Fitness, Personal Edge Fitness Radio Show. And tomorrow night, you'll be able to call in live and hear him dispel another long-held belief.
Right.
Because I was going to say truth, but it's not a truth.
No,
because
it's not.
You say it's not a truth that there are bad foods.
Right, exactly. So that's the whole reason for that show, and the reason that I'm taking four shows to talk about it, because I'm well aware that I'm throwing something out there that most people think, man, you got to be kidding me. Somebody stopped me after a meeting the other day and just wanted, hey, give me the 5-second answer on that. This is a 67-year, long-held belief, and it takes you got to know where it came from. You got to understand all of it. Understand what believing this lie, the unintended consequences of it, and at the end of it, you got to know what the truth is. And the truth is not the type of food. I mean, we've got to start looking at some other things that are far more important than that. And criminalizing food is just not the answer.
But we've watched this before. And, you know, different foods, different people, too. You can say that, for a guy like me, I always have one of my best friends forever. Guy can eat whatever. Eat whatever. And nothing changed. We're 47, he's 48 now, Now, he exercises a whole bunch, but he eat whatever, never gain weight.
Right,
and I'd eat the same thing, I'd be like, hey, whoa, this isn't fair, this isn't right. Those are two different people.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get that a lot. It's funny, I was giving blood yesterday, and there was a guy, and we got into this conversation. It's hard for me not to talk about something like this. This is what I do for a living. And he was telling me, if you looked at the guy, you would think, high metabolism. That's mm-hmm. that guy. The answer to all of it is rather simple. It's calories in, calories out for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, if you were to follow that individual, daily, track everything they do, track their energy expenditure, track in what they take in and take out, it's going to make mathematical sense. At the end of the day, our body is not doing these magical things that we have no idea what they are.
Right. It doesn't buck a math equation, but what I've always wondered is, when you talk about somebody who's high metabolism,
right,
can there be, in the sitting state,
yes,
because you've been around me enough now to know that I'm fairly busy kind of person, but can somebody be like, we're sitting here right now, are you burning more calories an hour sitting there than I am sitting here?
Probably am for two reasons. One thing is this is your home, and I'm nervous being on the radio here. You know,
right. So, no, obviously,
no, yes, that's not the case. What you're asking is you're asking about resting metabolic rate. There's actually a name for that, and yes, you can have that. And funny thing, and that I was just measuring somebody the other day about this, that they're if I told you these numbers, you know, the how much you know about health, I'm not sure, but if I told you these numbers, this person is 5'11", and he weighs right at 160 pounds. You would think, hey, guy's in good shape.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, he's borderline obese. Now, what I mean by that is, and I'll talk about this on my show.
See, that stuff drives me nuts.
I understand. And why? I'll tell you why it drives you nuts. It drives you nuts because you've heard all the wrong information for so long. The truth is actually very simple. What's the definition of obesity? Well, it's simple. Obesity, the definition of obesity is 30% body fat or more, period. End of story. It's not a BMI. It's not a weight. It's not a size. It's not a look. It is 30% body fat or more. And you can be thin and have 30% body fat. So back to what you were saying about resting metabolic rate, somebody that has a favorable, more positive muscle mass as opposed to body fat is going to burn more calories. You know, pound for pound, you know, weight, this kind of stuff, mm-hmm. is typically going to burn more calories at a sitting state at a resting metabolic rate, which is why.
Okay, so it is.
Yeah, it boils down to what you were saying a minute ago about why can that person sit there and burn? Well, that's why. Gotcha. And they have more muscle on their body. And everybody can change that at whatever age. It doesn't matter.
And what about that for, I mean, this is something I have heard, and you've talked about strength training,
yes,
as being part really of weight loss.
Oh, very much so.
It seems counterintuitive to many.
It does.
Well, I'm going to add weight to lose weight. What are you talking about?
Well, I'll tell you something interesting, but and really, it's not so much weight loss as it is. Because really, what we're after is fat loss.
Yes.
I mean, you really. If I make you 100 pounds heavier, but you've got 6 inches off your waist and you look great in the shoulders and this kind of, you can care less what your gravitational pull of the earth is on your body.
Good point.
So that's what we're really talking about. But at the end of the day, and I'm a big fan of cardio. I'm a multi-sport athlete. I race for Team USA. By the way, side note, qualified for my 9th World Championship coming up next year.
Nice. Good job.
So in the aquathlon. So I'm a big fan of cardio, but if you were to do 30 minutes worth of cardio versus 30 minutes worth of strength training during the bout itself, most likely, not always, but most likely, you're going to burn more calories during the bout itself in cardio. During resistance training, you're not going to burn as many calories during the bout, but by breaking down muscle tissue, therefore your body rebuilding it, whatever, the life of that workout, you know, the benefits of that workout, you're actually going to burn exponentially more calories because your body's going to burn calories during the workout, it's going to burn calories rebuilding muscle, and your muscle's going to burn calories back to that resting metabolic rate just sitting there.
This is great stuff. Yeah, because we're going to talk because you're going to get me ready to do some 14,000 foot peak stuff. I'm moving my game from
fantastic
the 8, and you know, I think 2 years ago to 10,000 right there. But I want to go higher. I need
good
to go up some mountain country. I need to carry a lot of stuff on my back.
Good. I like
know
that.
You're going to have me lifting.
Absolutely. We're going to have you lift you some and what have you, but we're going to take, basically, we're going to take the weight that is dragging on you, the body fat that's dragging on you. We'll take that off, and then we'll put it back with strength, with muscle. So basically, you'll feel like you're carrying the same amount of weight you are right now, but you have a pack on your back.
Mm-hmm.
You take that deal.
Yes, and when you start getting up there and the air gets thin, I'd take any deal.
I understand.
Be sucking wind there. So tomorrow night, folks, call in. Phone lines will be open.
343-0106. Exactly. Thank you. I appreciate it for telling the number. Starts at 6 p.m. We'll be taking calls probably in the second segment. I'm going to give some people a history about this also.
You said 67-year history.
Yeah, 67-year history. And I'll tell you where it all began. And I'm looking forward, really looking forward to dispelling this myth. We have two other things that are going to be on the show. Everybody knows that we're associated with dogs. I've been in animal rescue with my wife for the last, now going on 24 years. And so I have a dog that has something to do with this information that's going to be with me during the show. You can see it on the Facebook Live feed.
Okay.
And we have a huge announcement we're going to be talking about, a game changer for personal edge fitness. That's about all I can tell you right now, but we've got a big one coming up, and we're going to be announcing it on the show.
You're teasing a lot of stuff.
I'm doing what I can here. Yeah, I really am. So.
That's what you're supposed to do. All right.
Exactly. That's the rumor has it. A guy named Sean told me about it, said it'd be a good idea.
Don't listen to that guy. until he starts doing some high altitude reps.
Not the first time I've heard that either.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, just today. Exactly. But best of luck and explaining this to all of us tomorrow night.
I look forward to sharing with everybody.
We got dense heads. You got to get through.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, and no better time than Thanksgiving to start talking about this.
For sure. If I'll go start working out ahead of time, get ready for the eating to come on Thursday of the good food.
Exactly. Good food and bad food. All the food's good.
There you go. It is tomorrow night. Y'all check it out. All right. Coming right back, more of Midday Mobile. 100 places to visit in Alabama before you die. If Garrett has anything to do with it, we're going to be old before that happens. But we'll talk about this book coming up in just a little bit. Plus, take your calls at 343-0106. And quick reminder, this show and everything else we do around here, podcast, go to the podcast page at FMTalk1065.com.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 1065.
All right, 136 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Monday. Glad to have you along. Y'all say hello to my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. As for responsible people, this is probably right in the middle of their Christmas shopping. For guys like Angelo and I, this is just a precursor. But hey, man.
Yeah, it's actually not even on my radar at this point. How about you?
Only because you and I are talking, and I do think about the great gifts that you have. If something I've done over time, too, honest to goodness, Angelo will back me up, is I'll come in to buy a gift, but I'll buy several of something and then put them back. I've finally learned after all these decades to have things ready to go. So if I forget something or a party comes up, I'm like, oh, I got a gift already. I don't have to run out. I got a stockpile.
Yeah, and see, Sean, you trained me well, too, because I used to do that when I was buying booze. That tells you where my mind goes. You know, so now instead of going to the liquor store, I can do that when I'm buying gifts. And on that note, we just received our second new shipment of Opinels directly from Opinel USA, and I was actually opening up the box as you were calling. So super exciting stuff going on there, and wanted to let everybody know that starting after Thanksgiving, we're actually going to be doing a raffle for some really cool prizes here at the shop, and we're going to be giving those away right before Christmas. And I'll have details in the shop as that comes along.
Well, that helps Santa when we get a raffle opportunity. And let's talk outside the knives, which I love. I love the Opinel knives, and I've been telling y'all they're fantastic, and they really make great gifts. But what else is trended there? Let's talk about the silver rounds. Y'all do the engraving.
We have all the different Christmas rounds and bars. Those have been really, really hot and popular. American Silver Eagles have been going really strong. And that new line of jewelry we got with the sterling silver rhodium-plated items, that's been going out like hotcakes as well.
All right. Well, tell folks how to come see you. And let's talk a little bit about the hours this week as well at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry.
Yeah. We're here in Midtown, 2204 Government Street. You can check it out online at mobilebaycoins.com. Monday through Friday here at the shop, 9 to 5. We are closed for Thanksgiving. And no crazy Black Friday hours. We're going to be here after you go past the insanity at the big box stores.
Okay, so we'll come in and obviously come check out Opinel knives and then the other stuff y'all got in the store.
And we'll probably have some hot chocolate and cookies ready too.
Good deal. Angelo, thank you, man.
Have a good one, Sean.
All right, that's Angelo checking in for Mobile Bay Coins. Of course, they're the host of Two Guys and Some Change on Tuesday nights here at FM Talk 106.5. And we are taking Midday Mobile on the road to go see them coming up next month. So now we'll have an event out there where they'll have their goodies, and I'll bring some FM Talk 106.5 goods as well. All right, news coming in here as the show has been going on from a very sad story. This is from our news partners at WKRG. It says, headline here, tragic human remains believed to be missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard located. It says, this is from WRBL from Auburn. The month-long search for 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard has ended in tragedy as her probable remains were discovered this afternoon in Macon County, according to WRBL. Quote here, it's from District Attorney Brandon Hughes, said, I can confirm that the human remains have been found, and we have good reason to suspect that they are of Anaya Blanchard. Oh, my goodness, for this family. Remains were found off Macon County Road 2, not far from the New Hope Baptist Church. Obviously, a lot of this will be specific to people in that area know where these things are. But Blanchard's family has been notified, and it's as of today, they seems like with some certainty. I don't know. Great. I mean, they did a press release from the district attorney's office, so they must have real strong belief that these are the remains of Anaya Blanchard. So, sad story here, and now two in custody in that disappearance, and now obviously what it looks like, and I don't have to follow the line from the district attorney's office, what looks like this murder of this teenage Alabamian. Sad stuff. Sad news coming in there. I wish it were different. It's one of those things that you hear those stories and you hold out, you know, you have hope, but as days go by, although there have been stories in the past where there have been people missing for a long time, and all of a sudden it turns out that they're found. This doesn't look like the case has gone that way. All right, phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. By the way, good write-up over at Yellowhammer News about the debate the other night. I thought that was cool. Yellowhammernews.com. You can check that out. By the way, too, if you did not catch the debate, if you did not catch the AL1 congressional debate that for the Republicans that we held last week, it is waiting for you, not only on our podcast page, but as Dalton pointed out to me this morning, under the 2020 election. So you go along the top row here at fmtalk1065.com, and you'll hit About Us, and there's podcasts, a direct podcast link, and Sports and Outdoors, and Contact, and Shows, and all that. But if you hit the link there for 2020 elections, okay, it'll take you to a page. You can get the entirety of that AL1 congressional debate we did along with WKRG last week. You can listen to that Republican debate. You could also go down there, and all five Republican candidates, I had them all on the show leading up to the debate. So your chance to get to meet the candidates, their interviews are up there as well. So if you're studying, if you're a Republican looking for who to vote for in the primary, we've got that. As we get more interviews between now and the primary in early March, we'll post those all up under this tab on our website, Elections 2020, 2020 Elections. So you can go there. If there's any interviews we do, which there's going to be a bunch between now and that primary, we'll post them in one place so you can kind of go and just at your leisure. Isn't that a fancy way to say leisure? When you got time? When you got time, you can go on there and listen to those and catch up with the interviews for the different candidates. All right. Somebody's asking what interview. There's a whole bunch of different things. I mean, there'll be, you know, Senate election interviews we'll have for you. Of course, we've had a couple of those folks on, most notably, most recently, has been Jeff Sessions. Of course, Congressman Bradley Byrne, also running for Senate, has been on with us a bunch. They will be on going forward. We've had Tommy Tuberville on the show on the Senate side, but we're going to have all those people come back. We had Adair on and Mooney early on, right when people announced. And Secretary of State John Merrill has been on with us as well. But we'll have more interviews with those Senate hopefuls. There are eight, by the way. There are eight people on the Republican side for this Senate race. And then, speaking of those interviews, I had the person currently occupying that office, Senator Doug Jones, joined us this morning on Mobile Mornings. That podcast available through our website as well. All right, so we've gone through the whole thing. Oh, and I didn't get time this morning. Dalton, did you see the Jim Ziegler book is out? Yeah, so this is the Jim Ziegler, state auditor Jim Ziegler, anti-toll crusader Jim Ziegler, has a book out. John Sharp has written a story over at AL.com about this. It says here, the first paragraph, at times it may seem Jim Ziegler is like the fictional character Don Quixote, who imagines he's fighting giants that are actually windmills. In his latest book, yes, he's written several, the Alabama State Auditor is fighting tollsters and those he calls never Zigglers. Working off a theme, I get it there. He said, because they oppose anything he proposes. His colorful new book, published earlier this week, relives his real fight against and the eventual death of the $2.1 billion Interstate 10 Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project. Ziegler, who was the administrator who was an administrator, and it's still up. Yeah, it's still up, of the anti-toll Facebook page that amassed 50,000 followers, also utilizes a portion of the book to look ahead to what his coalition of anti-toll advocates might focus on next after Alabama Governor Kay Ivey declared the project dead back in August. Among his plans are to utilize the Facebook page to support an effort by Orange Beach developer Dean Young for legislative passage of a constitutional amendment to ban tolls for existing roadways throughout Alabama. A more recent issue that Ziegler is likely to jump into involves blocking Amendment 1, which will appear on the March 3rd primary ballots, asking voters to support the elimination of an elected state school board and replacing it with one appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. Ziegler's wife, Jackie, is elected to that board. Says the Facebook page has only lost a few members, but also had a few members join, said Ziegler, referring to the Block the Mobile Bayway toll page that has 54,000 followers. The group has remained active, and it's been 2.5 months since the project was declared dead. Said, we're still getting a number of people from North Alabama and other states. So that's one thing. And then it goes on to say, Ziegler's self-published book, Blocking the I-10 Toll Scheme, A Successful Citizen Movement, end quote, was released on Monday and is being sold on the website Lulu, which is L-U-L-U.com, Lulu.com, for $20.22. The price, according to Ziegler, reflects the next state elections in Alabama in 2022 for constitutional officers, including governor and legislature. You know, I like the idea of making a point and everything, but I wouldn't, like... Would you mess with the price of your item? I wonder if you would could have gotten $21 for it. Ziegler goes on to say here, the group will be active in supporting people's candidates and opposing tollsters and Montgomery insiders in 2020. End quote. The anti-toll movement swallowed up coastal Alabama politics over the summer and culminated in an August 28th vote by the Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning Organization. And it goes through the rest of the details here, John does, which we remember, right? The book also, John goes on to say, mixes in a little fantasy. Ziegler envisions in his book a fictitious Mardi Gras-style parade celebrating the project's defeat. The parade is also a celebration of all things Ziegler, who envisions participation by groups he's supported in the past, constables and volunteer rescue squads, for instance, as well as his ties to the past. The parade scene is narrated, in Ziegler's own words, by longtime Mobile TV anchor Bob Gripp and famed Alabama impressionist Alva Lambert. One of the acts in the parade is Ziegler family friend Stevie Wyatt of Sylacauga, who is a collector of antique cars. Okay, so it goes into the detail. We're going to have to get a copy of this book, Dalton, and read through this maybe over the long weekend so we can talk a little more about the book when we get back after the Thanksgiving holiday. How about that? So a little reading there after your turkey. You sit down with a book here, the new book from Jim Ziegler, Blocking the I-10 Toll Scheme, A Successful Citizen Movement. All right, do that sometime between now and when we get back from Thanksgiving. Check news and Dr. Bill's forecast, and coming right back to wrap it up on a Monday edition of Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Now, come on, Fred. Fred said Bob Gripp will play Sancho Panza. We're talking about the Don Quixote reference earlier in John Sharp's story about Jim Ziegler's new book, the newest book out there. I don't know about that. I saw Bob was in the studio the other day. I had Jeff Poor, of course, Jeff, who does a show in Huntsville, was doing a couple shows from down here. He was here for the AL1 Republican debate, so he used our studios. And I saw Bob Gripp when I came through here. But he was never anything but nice to me and helpful along the years. And yes, I'm kissing butt because I'd love to have his Rolodex come the night of the primary or the night of the general. I mean, Bob Gripp had every contact. I mean, you get down to a precinct level, something very narrow. It's like, oh, yeah, he's got precinct results before the people even, you know, before anybody else in our world. We're all doing that on election nights, right? Live tweeting, updating as results are coming in. But we were always behind Bob Gripp. We're looking at his tail feathers on that because he always led that. So it's good to see him. So somebody else asking about, I don't know if Never Ziegler is a term. before. Once again, if you didn't, so in John Sharp's story that he's talking about, State Auditor Jim Ziegler's self-published book, Blocking the I-10 Toll Scheme, A Successful Citizen Movement, which kind of sounds like a textbook a little bit, which there might be some of that to it. So at first I thought it was going to be kind of just a breakdown of how, you know, and State Auditor Jim Ziegler was, yes, very much a part of this, but you don't leave a lot, there are a lot of people that work together to defeat that toll. Okay, and absolutely taking nothing away from Jim Ziegler, he was definitely part of it. But there are a lot of people work together to do that. But it goes on in John Sharp's description of the book over at AL.com. He says he kind of gives us a take on the idea of the book as a fantasy. Okay, he said, but the book also mixes in a little fantasy. Okay, so I guess it maybe part of it. It's like the side A of the album is one way, but the side B of the album is the fantasy where John says Ziegler envisions in his book a fictitious Mardi Gras-style parade, which is a great mechanism if you want to tell a story. Parades are actually a pretty good mechanism. Ziegler envisions in his book a fictitious Mardi Gras-style parade celebrating the project's defeat, so the I-10 Mobile River Bridge toll. Said the parade is also a celebration of all things Ziegler, who envisions participation by groups he's supported in the past, constables and volunteer rescue squads, for instance, as well as ties to his past. The parade scene is narrated, in Ziegler's own words, by retired longtime Mobile TV anchor Bob Gripp and famed Alabama impressionist Alva Lambert. Okay. One of the acts in the parade is a Ziegler family friend, Stevie Wyatt of Sylacauga, who is a collector of antique cars. All right, so there you go. He goes on to say, indeed, Ziegler's roots in the Talladega County city of Sylacauga during the 1950s and 60s are highlighted throughout the book. Ziegler enthusiastically calls the community Mayberry, a reference to the late Jim Nabors, who was also better known as Governor Powell. Okay. Goes in a little Sylacauga history there. And then Ziegler said the parade, we jumped out a couple paragraphs. Ziegler said, while the parade celebration for the defeat of the I-10 toll project is a creation of his own mind, he could envision a takeoff of it actually occurring someday. He said he could envision comic cowboys-like parade lampooning state and Mobile political officials who were involved in the project. Don't the comic cowboys do that anyway? I mean, does it need to be a new... Okay, just wanted to, I think they got that on lock already. I think they got that all locked down. So we'll look for it. But the book is, hopefully we'll get it in our hands, $20.22. We'll get a copy here sometime before Thanksgiving holidays are over. I can give you my personal review of the book. All right. Do this again tomorrow morning. Mobile mornings here at FM Talk 106.5. What a week for the Feinbaum Show. Paul Feinbaum gets kicked off next. By the way, special time for Tiger Talk tonight with the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Tiger Talk tonight at 6. Dalton, Corey, and the whole Sports Night crew, they're going to run Thursday night at 6 o'clock. So tonight at 6, it's Tiger Talk.